We're going to get into this B-I-B-L-E. Sister Sandy looked at the back of them scriptures. She said, you got some scriptures on here today, man of God. She said, you're going to preach a little bit today. So we're going to see what God want to do. Amen. But turn to Psalms 95. We're going to start right there. Because we want that peaceful and calm lifestyle, right? And I'm going to show you all because, see, things are getting ready to get a little wild, you know? Things are about to get a little wild. But we prepared. Everybody say, I'm prepared.
I'm prepared.
We prepared. No big thing. Amen. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody in Psalms 95? All right, look at verse 1. It says, oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. That's what we do when we come in here, right? We just sing to God and make a joyful noise and just celebrate him, right? It said, let us come before his presence with what thanks? Thanksgiving. And make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. That's how we do it. We enter his gates with thanksgiving. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. He just really wants us to be humble and thankful. That's all that's saying. Just be humble and thankful. I'm going to do this for you. Won't he do it? He will do it. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of the temptation in the wilderness. So when we hear his voice, saints, we don't want to harden our heart as in the day of provocation. That's when they were in that wilderness. Huh? When Moses was trying to take them somewhere. Where was he trying to take them anyway? To the promised land. And he got a fight with them. Huh? Because they wanted to do it their way. Moses said, wait, I'm trying to get you to the promised land. God promised us some stuff. I'm going to take you there. But what was killing? It's a hard heart. Huh? That hard heart will make you murmur and complain, and that'll kill it. Amen. When your fathers tempted me, verse 9 says, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work, 40 years was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err where? Saints? In their heart, and they have not known my ways. See, that messes everything up, saints of God. They had a little 3 or 4 day journey, bam, they're in the promised land. But what happened? They wandered around for 40 years. What is that all about? Huh? It's making me mad because I probably wandered around for 40 years myself. Now to think about it, God was showing me a mirror when I said, what is that about? Wandering around 40 years doing it my way before I finally, Lord, I'm sorry. Let me get this thing and do it your way. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Get that one in your spirit, saints. Verse 11 says this. Unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should what, saints? Should not enter into my rest. See, if you keep erring in your heart, you are not going to enter into his rest. It's going to be drama for you. We all should be resting in him right now, saints. Say, no more drama. Thank you, Jesus. We at rest. That's why Tuesday we didn't get all crazy. We resting. Huh? I'm resting in Christ. Thank you, Jesus. We enter into his rest, saints, when we do it his way, right? All right, let's pop over here to Hebrews chapter 3. We want to rest in Christ, don't we? Thank you, Lord, for rest. Isn't it good, saints? When you have all them worries and all that drama in your life, I don't miss it. I don't know about y'all. I sure don't miss it. Is my phone going to ring? Is this going to happen? It's just, oh, Lord, this lifestyle in Christ is exciting. When things come out of your mouth and then you see them happen. Amen. He bless you and then you just speak something over someone and then you just see them get blessed. Blessing you so you can be a blessing. The head and not the tail. That's who we are. Amen. All right, look at Hebrews chapter 3. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, as you are, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. That's who we let dwell inside of us. And then, you know, God's throne is our heart, right, saints? And we just let him sit on it. We just let Jesus sit on his throne. Amen. Verse 2 said, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was kind of worthy of more glory than Moses. Who is he talking about? Jesus, right? Inasmuch as he who had builded the house had more honor than the house, right? For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is who? Is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we? Whose house are we? We Christ's house. It said, but Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we? But here's the condition. It's a condition. If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto when, saints, we got to go all the way. Yeah, we his house. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Our heart is the throne of God. And we allow him to sit on it how long? To the end. To the end. Amen. We're not going back and doing the things our way again, right? We resting. Amen. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if you will hear his voice, here we go again. Harden not your heart as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me and proved me and saw my works again 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, what saints? They not entered into my rest. If you just continue to keep erring in your heart, amen, you're not going to enter into the rest of God. It's going to be drama, drama, drama. Amen. It's not going to stop. Amen. Look at this. Verse 12. So do what? Take heed, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of what? In departing from the living God. That unbelief is a mess, saints. You hear me? Unbelief is a mess. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. See, when we come together, that's what we do. We exhort one another daily. When we gone, are we still praying for each other? I know y'all praying for me, and I'm praying for y'all. Amen. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast for how long? To the end. While it is said today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation. Why does he keep saying that? It must be something about that. He just keeps saying it. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen. Don't let your heart get hard. Listen to me. Why? That's his throne. He's sitting on it. Oh, he's trying to tell you all something. For some, when they had heard, did provoke. Howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness, and to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe what? Not. See, that unbelief is something else. I'm taking y'all to the promised land. Here, this is the way. No, we're not believing that. We're trying to do the stuff we learned in Egypt. You know, but we just got free. We out of bondage now. We ain't in Egypt no more. We going to this new land full of milk and honey. And, oh, no, but we want to worship some calves. And we want to, no, we off that. No, it's just crazy, right? Verse 19 says this. So we see that they could not enter in because of, they just didn't want to believe them. Amen. A little short journey they had. Out of bondage, free. I'm not believing that. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Turn over to Hebrews 4. We're going to continue. It says, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Huh? So it said, let us therefore fear. Fear what? Huh? Is that the fear of God, like reverence and respect? Huh? Is that fear? Like we fear God, right? We love him. We reverence. We respect. We in all of him. But that ain't that fear. That said, let us therefore fear, lest a promise of being left us of entering into his rest, we could fall short of. So that fear right there means be afraid. Let us be afraid of what? Be afraid of distrusting the promise. That's what that scripture right there is saying. Be afraid to distrust God's promise. Amen. And that just ain't for entering into his rest. Be afraid to distrust God of all them promises. Okay? If God say, hey, I'm going to do this. This is what I'm going to do for you. Da-da-da-da-da. Be afraid not to believe him. Amen. That's what you fear. It says, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to become short of. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as to them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. See, the word has to be mixed with faith. You got to believe it. Unbelief will cut off everything. In order to make it work, saints, you got to believe it and walk in it. Do you hear me? That means hear it, believe it, and do it. Amen. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Now, that's something else right there. He said the works, he had it all set up before the foundation of the world. Huh? But he said, why didn't it work? Because we didn't believe. It was set up. See, he said, this just didn't happen. I already had it set up for you before the foundation of the world. But you wouldn't believe it. Huh? It has to be mixed. What did he say? The word has to be mixed with faith. Huh? To make it work. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. See, you know what the Lord did? I'm going to give you this revelation. You're all ready for it. Yeah. So, this scripture ends and says, work was finished from the foundation of the world. So, day one, God did some stuff, right? And then day two, what did he do? He did some more things, right? And day three, he did some things. And day four, and day five, and day six. And then day seven, what did he do? He rested it, right? Amen? So, God worked for 6 days, and then he rested on the seventh day, right? And a whole lot of things came out of that because in the Old Testament, you know, it was the Sabbath day. No work was to be done on that day, right? It was a day of rest, right? Nothing. You couldn't feed the cattle, the cow, nothing. You rested. That's what you did. And so today we got a lot of different beliefs on what day we should worship on, right? Some say it's Saturday. Some say it's Sunday, right? What's the Sabbath day? What's the day of rest, right? It's a whole, because, you know, we take things so literal and we look at how they were doing it in the past. And although we're under a new covenant, a new testament, we tend to want to do that thing just like they were in Egypt, and they kind of, even though he was taking them to a promised land with some old, they still kind of, so, you know, so that's where we are, right? So we want to know now, what day should we worship? Is it Saturday or is it Sunday? What's the rest day? What's the Sabbath day, saints? Some say Saturday, right? I'm going to take a, y'all want me to take this poll, do you? You better just let me go and give you this revelation. Huh? Y'all want to take another poll? No, I'm going to give this one to you. So what it is that the Sabbath, again, is a day of rest, right? It's the day God rested, right? From all his work, right? Well, the Sabbath day for us is the day that we receive Christ. And because when we receive him, we enter into his rest. And then we cease from our own way of doing things. And now we're going to do things. So the Sabbath day for us is every day. We are resting in him how often? Every day. Amen. It's not no, well, it's Saturday. See, y'all wrong. We 7 day Adventist. I just tell him it's every day. I'm resting in him right now. I cease from doing my own work. I don't do it like that anymore. And how often do you do that, man of God? Every day. I kill some flesh. How often? Every day. That's when the Sabbath day is, saints. Oh, y'all got an answer now. Y'all let them know. Oh, well, what day you go? Oh, you shouldn't be worshiping on that day. That's not, well, see, Sunday is the first day of the week. No, Saturday is the last day. Say, look, I'm resting in him. I cease from doing my own work now. I just do what the Lord tell me to do. And you know how often I do that? Every day. Come on, saints, let's keep going. Verse 4 says, for he spake in a certain place on the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of that unbelief. Huh? They had it preached to them first, but they couldn't enter into his rest. Murmuring, complaining will keep you from entering into God's rest. Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, when did he say to David? Today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, right? He keeps saying it again. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? Oh, y'all catch that? He said, for if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken it another day? You know, when I looked up that word Jesus right there, you know who it's really talking about? Jesus is Yeshua, right? Yeshua. Yeshua is Joshua. Huh? Did you know that? Yeshua is Joshua. Who took him to the promised land, as a matter of fact? Joshua took him in there, right? So it's saying, for if Joshua had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to who? To who? To who? Us. Us. Amen. For he that is entered into his rest, he also have ceased from what? From his own works, as God did from his own work. Amen. So how often we do that, saints? Every day. Oh, praise God. Look at verse 11. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. So we have to cease from our own works, doing it our way, in our way, saints. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. It's saying, saints, if we do it our way, we can fail just as the unbeliever. Amen. Because our way really is unbelief. I don't believe you, Lord, so I'm going to do this way. I don't believe what you're saying in your word that, you know, I really should be living like this, so I'm going to do it this way. I don't believe you. That's unbelief. For the word of God is quick, saints, and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God's word will keep us from unbelief, saints. Amen. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come to that throne boldly. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He took us to the real promised land, didn't he? Because what God got for us? All these are what? All the promises. We in the promised land, saints. Huh? Soon as you allow Christ to come in, you in the promised land. Amen. Jesus led us. Joshua. He led Yeshua. All the same jobs. Amen. All taking us to the promised land. Amen. All right, we're going to wrap this up in Matthew 11. Turn to Matthew 11, saints. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. I want to show y'all something. Because I want us to all keep resting, amen? Isn't it fun resting in Christ? Isn't it fun? It's peaceful, joy, righteousness and peace and joy. Amen. On a daily basis. No more drama. Say it, saints. No more drama. It's over. It is over. Matthew 11. You all there? I'm going to try to give you all this as best I could. Amen. Okay, listen to this. Verse 11, look at verse 1. And it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. Now that's incredible. Is that incredible right there? Now, wait. We got to, y'all know I just can't ride past that one right there. That was a lot. Now, first, who was John? John the Baptist was really his cousin, right? That was his cousin, right? But John was prophesied. It was prophesied that John is going to come before Jesus. He's going to be in that wilderness, and he's going to go before Christ, make the way straight, preaching the gospel, right? Now, John, wasn't it John that had, that Jesus said, you got to baptize me. He baptizing them all in the river, right, in that wilderness. And Jesus said, you got to baptize me. And John was like, I can't baptize you. I shouldn't even be tying your, but he did it, right? And when he baptized him, what happened? Then the sky opened up, and God spoke down and said, this is my beloved son. Okay, all right, y'all keep all that, y'all get all that. That's that John we talking about right now, right? Okay, so he sent some disciples talking about, are you really him? Think about that now. Okay, that's powerful. Okay, let's keep going. Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John. Now, Jesus is about to talk about his cousin right now. He's going to talk about John, right? He said, What went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaking in the wind? So he's asking him, did y'all go out in the wilderness to see John, or a reed shaking in the wind? But what went you out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what went ye out to see? For to see a prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. Now look what he's saying about John. For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare the way before thee. Is that what John did? Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of woman, there have not risen a greater than John the Baptist. He said, anybody came that's born of a woman, we ain't even ever seen nobody greater than John the Baptist. Is that what he's saying? Okay, check this out. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Did you all catch that? He said, notwithstanding, I done gave you all that, but the one that's least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John. How could Jesus say that? He sent John out, look, to prepare the way for him. John saw the sky crack. And he's saying, the least, so think, if you think of yourself least, you're greater than John the Baptist. How in the world is that? You know how that could be? We right back to that unbelief. How could John send somebody? You done saw the sky crack. You done saw the God that spoke and said, this is my beloved son, and you talking about, is that you or should I send another? What kind of unbelief is that? Have anybody ever seen any kind of unbelief like that? So Jesus, he ran his resume. He said, look, this is the John that did this and this and this and this. But if y'all just enter me a little bit, you're greater than him. Because I ain't never seen this kind of unbelief. That's what he was saying. What kind of unbelief is this? Huh? See, then that's what happens. Okay, now let's review John. He had a little pressure on him. Where was he at? He was in prison. See, so when that pressure get on you, don't stop believing. Do you hear me? I'll catch that revelation right there, saints. You got to catch that one right there. Please don't stop believing. Amen. Because John was a bad boy. And Jesus say, look, if y'all just a little bit into me, you greater than him. Because I know he was saying, what in the world is he sending me these crazy messages? Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, let's go to this scripture. Look at verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. I'm going to stop right there. Y'all want to roll through that one? Huh? Because that one right there, let me tell you something. Let me tell you how good God is. Can I brag on him a little bit? Because he's powerful. So Elani calls me one night. She say, Rudy, I'm having a problem with a scripture. I said, oh, okay, really? What scripture it is? Let me see if I can share some light on it. She said, okay, this scripture says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence take it by force. I really don't know. You know, I got an idea on that one, but I'm not clear. And I said, well, let me take that to the Lord in my early morning prayer, and let me see what God say. Never knowing, I'm preparing this message, and it's right in my message. Isn't God something else? In the meantime, I'm reading that scripture daily, reading it. Steadily preparing this message. Let me rest in Christ. That's what God gave me. That's what I prepare. And run right up on the scripture. I said, Lord, what kind of God are you? So this was her interpretation. In her apartment that she lives in, they share a driveway, right? And she parks her car in the driveway. And I guess some other people kind of knew there, but her car is in their way. So they, you know, are angry. They don't want her to park, you know, in her way. And, you know, she just had the surgery, so she can't really come out and move the car all the time. So, you know, they're in a big spat about that. And her thing was, she was saying, and I think what it's saying is that the world is trying to take, you know, trying to force us to do things in a certain way, and because we're God's people, and that's what I'm interpreting the scripture to mean. You know, the world is trying to force us, and she was right. Because when I took it to the Lord, he said, that's exactly right. See, the kingdom of God, what's the kingdom of God? Righteousness. And the world wants to take that. They want to take it from you. Huh? It suffers violence, and they want to take it from you any kind of way they can take it from you. It says, and the violent, so I looked that word up in the Greek. Well, who's the violent? Take it by force. You know what the violent is? It says the eager folks, the aggressive ones, you know, full of zeal. They don't care. They just want to take your righteousness. They want to take your peace. They want to take your joy from you. Huh? That's the job. Amen? It suffered violence all the time. You just sitting back just as peaceful because you at rest. And they trying to get you off that square. They trying to come and get you off that square. Why are they so happy? I know they're in the same world we in. Not really. Amen? I'm in the kingdom of God. It's in me. Amen? I'm not going to get excited with you. Huh? Because you mad about something today. I ain't going to get mad too. See, because I used to have a saying, don't let people turn you into what they are. You're like, what is he talking about? People can turn, they can. Because here you come out the house. I came out like this one day, skipping full of the Holy Ghost. I'm just happy. And then you meet Mr. Grumpy. Hey, you shouldn't have parked in front of me like, who you think? Yeah, so-and-so. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you should be so-and-so. And then before you know it, you feeling like I'm going to jump too. But if you jump, he just made you how he was. You got to stay how you are. Amen? So when they come at you violently, because they do, huh? Trying to get you off your square, you got to stay cool. Amen? See, only thing can put out a fire is water. Amen? The only thing that can kill this hate that's going on right now is love. That's it. So when they hateful, you got to be even more loving. Amen. Oh, that works, saints. I'm telling you. I mean, I'm in Florida. They get kind of racist in Florida now. Y'all saw that in the election, right? Now, did y'all check that out? Huh? We love going there. The weather's right. I get to play golf. You know, we love it. But I'm in one of my favorite stores. What's that store that make that chicken that I love? Publix. I'm in Publix. And the lady is making this Publix chicken. Oh, it's a lot of Publix stores in the South. Yeah. And they make this chicken. If you see this Publix, you go in there and you get you some of that chicken. I'm telling you, it was good. And so she was making a wrap. She was making some kind of spinach wrap or something. And you know, I'm standing in line patiently because I'm going to order this chicken up. And this white guy is standing right here. And we both standing there. And, I was first. I've been waiting a minute. She was on it. So she comes, walk right past me and say, can I help you? And the guy said, ma'am. He wanted, don't you see him standing there? And she said, oh. She came over. What you want? I said, ma'am, you look so nice. She looking at me like, how are you going to say I'm ugly as I'm acting right now? I said, and I know you cook good. She was like, oh, he's just a mess. Now I know he a mess. I said, but I just want some chicken, you know. But I know I want you to put all that love in it because I know your food got love because I had some yesterday. And before I know it, she was acting so nice. But I could have jumped. Ma'am, didn't you see me standing here? How you going to walk right past me? I could have jumped, but I didn't. Because if you got a fire and you add some fire, what you got? You got a bigger fire. Huh? You got a brother can possibly get shot. Police come and everybody out of control. Who they going to get? Huh? Huh? We got to learn that. Amen? Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right. Let's go to verse 13. For all the prophets and the law prophesied unto John. And if ye will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come. And, you know, some people read that. I really studied that. And they say, well, John was Elias, you know, but actually, you know, Elias is Elijah, right? When you hear Elias, that's Elijah. But when the scripture says here, it says, and if ye will receive it, this is Elias, which was to come. It wasn't saying that John was Elias, but it was saying, you know, Elijah was bold. He called fire down from heaven, right? And see, John was bold too, exactly. So he was coming in the spirit of Elijah. That's what that scripture is saying. Amen. And then it says, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. But wherever shall I liken this generation? Whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the markets and calling unto their fellows and saying, we have piped unto you and we have not danced. We have mourned unto you and ye have not lamented. For John came neither eating or drinking, and they say he have a devil. Listen to this, saints. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a man gluttonous and a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. Did you all catch that saying? It says wisdom is justified of her children. Amen. Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done because they repented not. Okay. So now he about to talk about the cities. Amen. Then woe unto Chorazin. Woe unto thee, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which are exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee have been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in that day of judgment than for thee. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Now let's go back up to that verse. But wisdom is justified of her children. See, when we're God's children, right? And so we have that transformed mind, right? We have the mind of Christ. Amen. So we can understand it. It says wisdom is justified of her children. We understand these things. Amen. But they don't. So now he was talking about John coming neither eating nor drinking. And they say he have a devil. Here come Jesus coming, eating and drinking, and they say he's a wine bibber because he said because they're not his children. They don't understand that. Amen. Go back to verse 24. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father. Okay, I read that verse. It says, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and has revealed them unto babes. And that's what God is doing today, actually. He didn't hear some things from the wise and prudent, like that election. I told you that the wisdom that they were going forth with, our Democrats, was foolishness to God. Are y'all going to make laws, men can marry men and women can marry women? Not so. You all going to take God out of the schools? Not so. You all going to make a law, a man can't discipline his child? Not so. All that's foolishness to God. Huh? Y'all going to tear this world up that I created and then make it so that I can't even recreate? You're going to make sure I can't even recreate it because you're going to let men marry men and women, so I can't even recreate something after that. Oh, not so. I'm going to destroy all that with some foolishness. Y'all like foolishness, huh? Huh? Y'all like foolishness? I'm going to give y'all some foolishness. See how y'all really like that. Amen. He used the foolish things. Come on. I was trying to tell y'all that last week. That's his principle. That's how he does it. Huh? He said, oh, y'all like foolishness. I see. I gave it. Y'all don't want no sound doctrine. See, all God really got for us is sound doctrine. He don't have no foolishness. Oh, no, y'all going to flip my stuff around for some foolishness, huh, and make it popular. Oh, Lord, have mercy. All right, let's wrap this up. Look at verse 26. It says, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he too, whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you what, saints? Huh? What are we trying to do today? Rest. Rest in him, right? So if you are heavy laden, burdened, huh? Where we go? To Christ, right? He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I had to show y'all how to rest in Christ. Amen. What's the Sabbath day, saints? Every day. Amen. Oh, y'all listening. Y'all hearing today. Praise God. Everybody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, I love it when the Lord gives us truth. Huh? I just don't want to be ignorant in him. Amen. I want to know the truth, because he said we should know the truth. And the truth is going to make us free. Amen. I like when the Son set you free. He said, who the Son set free? It's free indeed. Amen. That's the way to get made free, with the Son. Amen. Father, I thank you for your word today, Lord. I thank you for every revelation, Father, everything you showed us in this word, Lord.